Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. And happy new year to all of you this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Good morning. We are back. Hallelujah. In this new year, God allowed us to be in the land of the living one more day, day six of this new year, and for that we're grateful, we're thankful, we're honored, and we are blessed. We have a new theme for the new year, praying the names of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And this week we are on the name Elohim. Hallelujah. Elohim, which means God, mighty creator, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And my scripture will be coming from Genesis 1 and 1. Hallelujah. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. In the beginning, hallelujah, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. That's Genesis 1 and 1. Hallelujah. Elohim is the Hebrew word for God that appears in the very first sentence of the Bible. When we pray to Elohim, we remember that he is the one who began it all. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, creating the heavens and the earth and spreading light from darkness, water from dry land, night from day. This ancient name for God contains the idea of God's created power as well as his authority and sovereignty. Hallelujah. Elohim, let us pray. Bless the Lord, O our soul, O God, and all that is within us, O God. We bless your name, Elohim. Hallelujah. The creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. You were in the beginning, O God. It is you who have made us, O God. You have crowned us with glory and honor. You are the God of might and strength. Hallowed be thy name, Elohim. Hallowed be thy name, Elohim. We bless you, we glorify you, and we thank you for this brand new year, O God. We thank you for all of your creation, O God. Everything you created, O God. The sun, the moon, the stars, O God. In the name of Jesus, the trees, the animals, the oceans, the seas, O God. In the name of Jesus, us, O God. You created us in your image, O God. And for that, we're grateful. We're thankful. We're honored. And we are blessed, O God. We bless your name, Elohim. We glorify you, Elohim, hallelujah, creator of the heavens and the earth, and we thank you, O God. We thank you for this day, O God. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, O God, in the name of Jesus, and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, O God. We thank you that, O God, we have the privilege, O God, to come before your throne of grace, O God, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need, O God, that we can come with our request, O God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for this sixth day, oh God, in this brand new year, God. We say thank you, oh God, creator of it all, oh God, who was in the beginning. You are the first and the last, oh God. You are the first cause of everything, oh God. You are Alpha and the Omega, oh God. So it is in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we say glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Elohim, for all you have done, all you have created, oh God, and all that you're still doing, oh God, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Praying for Tyler and Nicholas, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who fell, oh God, in the name of Jesus, fell down some stairs, Father, in your name, oh God. The doctors are saying it's going to take a few months for him to fully heal, oh God, but we pray for Tyler's healing, oh God. We pray for his healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is a prayer request from our Teresa with the H, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and she also asks us to pray for Shyla, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shyla Edwards as well, oh God, for all the stress that she's going through, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Tyler's her boyfriend, Father, in the name of Jesus. But we pray, oh God, in your name, that you grant Charlotte the serenity, O God, to accept the things she cannot change, courage to change the things that she can, O God, and the wisdom to know the difference, O God. In Jesus' name we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Teresa, O God, in your name, we thank you for her, Teresa, with the H, O God. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, that she's praying, O God, for asking faith prayers, O God, and that she's thanking you, O God, for us being here, O God, praying for each and every one of us, and thanking you for each and every one of our faithfulness, O God, towards you, O God, as we stand in agreement with her, O God, on all prayers, Father. So she says, thank you, hallelujah, for asking faith prayers, O God. She says, over the years, hallelujah, she has so many testimonies and praise reports, O God. So we thank you for that, O God. We thank you for hearing our prayers, O God. We thank you for sitting high, O God, in the name of Jesus, and looking low, O God. And God, you are attentive to our prayers, and we're grateful and we're thankful that you hear us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Praying for Ronnie Faison, oh God, praying for healing, oh God, after his surgery, oh God, and other health issues, oh God. We ask, oh God, that's from our Rev Laura, oh God, that you be with Ronnie, oh God, in the name, Rev Ronnie, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you be with him, oh God, in your name, oh God. We thank you for your healing power, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We know that you do what you do, oh God, but hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, help us to do our part, oh God, in your name. But we thank you because we know that healing is the children's bread, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Healing is ours, oh God, because by your stripes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we are healed, oh God. She also asks that we pray for Wayne Cardwell, oh God, who was admitted to the hospital, oh God, and that you regulate his kidneys, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Have your way, oh God, with Wayne, Father. Have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with his kidneys, oh God. May his kidneys function in the way that they're supposed to function, oh God, in the way that you designed them to function, oh God. May we not, oh God, put more on our kidneys, oh God, than they can bear, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we're praying healing for Wayne Cardwell, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in your name. And Rev Laura also asks that she prays, oh God, that she may be committed, oh God, to reading the Bible in a year, oh God. Be with her, oh God. Hallelujah. Help her, oh God, as well as others, oh God, who have made commitments, oh God, for this new year, oh God, to do what we have to do, Father, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's what we're asking of you, oh God, to give us the strength, oh God, to do everything that we have to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, one day at a time, oh God. And if we fall short, oh God, help us to get up and start it again, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In your name. Rev Laura also asks for traveling mercies for Lisa and Renisha, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Traveling mercies as they travel home to Georgia, oh God. Be with them, oh God. Allow your angels to encamp about them, Father, in the name of Jesus. May they make it home to Georgia safely, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Michelle Barfield asks that we pray for Mother Barfield and Gloria Noble, oh God. Just requesting prayer, oh God. Praying traveling mercies for Michelle Barfield and the Barfield family, oh God, as they travel, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they made it to their destinations, oh God, in the name of Jesus, safely by your grace and your mercy, oh God, in your name. Michelle also asks us to pray for the homeless man, JJ, oh God. You know what JJ stands in need of, Father, hallelujah. Before we even ask, oh God, you know JJ, you know the numbers of hairs on his head, oh God. You know the reason and why he's homeless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we pray, oh God, that he would find a safe haven, oh God, that we pray, oh God, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, that he would go into a place, oh God, and that his mind would be renewed, oh God, and his life would be renewed, oh God. We pray that he comes to know you, Lord God, in the pardon of his sins. So we lift up JJ to you in the name of Jesus, as we also continue to pray for Mother Barfield, oh God, God, who's having cataract surgery on Wednesday, oh God. Bless her, Lord. Be with the doctors, oh God, that are going to do the cataract surgery, oh God. Be with everyone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And when it's all said and done, hallelujah, may she see better, Father, in the name of Jesus. Michelle, hallelujah, bless the Lord, hallelujah, for your mom, Mother Elizabeth, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Rev D asks that we pray, oh God, for all the teachers and students and administrations of a school in her neighborhood, PS 53, oh God. You know what they stand in need of, oh God. You know what the prayers of forefather in your name. Thank you for covering them, oh God. Thank you for keeping them, oh God. Thank you for protecting them, oh God, from any hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Hallelujah, for you are a good, good Father, and we are loved by you, oh God, in your name, Lord Jesus. And Rev also asks us to pray for the family of Mario Fowler, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who was murdered on New Year's Day, Father, in your name. So we pray, oh God, we pray for the family. We pray for his mom. We pray for his siblings, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the community, oh God, hallelujah, the building that he lived in, oh God, all his neighbors, Father, everyone who will mourn on his behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus, just have your way and comfort all, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who stand in need of comfort, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we glorify you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She asks us to pray for Beloved Ministries. Pray for the abundant life for each core member in Jesus' name. Jesus promised it to us, oh God. Your promises, oh God, are yea and amen, oh God. Yea and amen for Beloved Ministries, oh God, and the core team, oh God, and everyone that takes part, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are a good, good Father, oh God, and you know what we all stand in need of, Father, before we even and acts, oh God. So bless each and every one of us, oh God. Continue to use each and every one of us, oh God, and continue to bless the beloved nation, oh God, that comes and support us Monday through Friday, oh God. So we thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. And we thank you for Rev D, our visionary and founder, oh God. Thank you for giving her the desires of her heart, oh God. Thank you for placing this theme on her heart, oh God. Thank you for placing beloved ministry on our heart. And so we bless you and we thank you and we glorify you and we lift you up, oh God. You are a good, good Father, and we are loved by you, and we thank you. What a privilege and an honor, oh God, to be loved by Elohim, oh God. God, our creator, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Praying for Monique Glenn, her family, oh God, in her passing, oh God. That's from our sister Jeanette, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our lead of asking faith now, oh God. We thank you and we pray for the family of Monique Glenn, oh God, in your name. And we thank you for our lead, oh God, Laura, who was in the beginning, oh God, who did ask in faith, who led us into asking faith all of the time, oh God, that she was in, oh God. We thank you for everything that she has done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we continue to ask that you strengthen Jeanette, oh God, as she leads the asking faith prayer, oh God, as you give her what she stands in need of, oh God, and her vision for asking faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. And while we're lifting up people that have passed on, oh God, I want to lift up my son, hallelujah, my firstborn, oh God, and his father passed away on yesterday, oh God. So lifting that Rouser family up as well, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and all those, oh God, who have lost loved ones, oh God, in the beginning of this year, oh God, in the beginning, oh God. We are 6 days in, oh God, and lives have been lost, oh God. Continue prayers for that postal worker, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who lost his life, oh God, while while on duty, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and all those who lost their lives in the beginning, oh God, as soon as the new year came in, Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on our souls, oh God. Have mercy on the United States of America. Have mercy in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Everything we ask, oh God, we ask in your wonderful and marvelous and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. All that stand in agreement with me and of the prayers that went forth, hallelujah, amen, amen. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Remember to join us here every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Like our minister Karen likes to say, get up out of those beds. Get up out of those beds, hallelujah, and come and worship and adore our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, at 6:30 each Monday morning, hallelujah. And get ready, oh God, for our BBS, which is January 17th on the Book of Daniel, January 17th on the Book of Daniel. Hallelujah. Everything that you need to know about Beloved Ministries is on our website, belovedministriesny.com. Belovedministriesny.com. In the name of Jesus, everything that you need to know is on there. I believe registration is still open for Daniel. So we ask, oh God, that you please register, that you invite someone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for this time. I'm going to unmute the line that we may say good morning to one another.